January 24th, Jeremiah 90.
As the essence of Gurudev. It's a lecture that he gave on January 20th, 2001, where he reveals his own glory of who he is and what he came to give. This is in Maroomba, Australia. Sri Rupa Goswami, Sri Sanatana Goswami, and all the devotees used to weep bitterly, "Oh Krishna, where are you? Where are you? Oh Srimati Radhika, where are you? Oh Vishakha, where are you? I'm going to give up my life. Please be merciful to me." They will all weep here and there at Radhakund, Shamakund, and sometimes in Vrindavan and Bansibar. They did this throughout the whole day and night, always engaged in such worship. Sometimes it may be that they would become unconscious when Srimati Radhika came. I want you all too to gradually come to this point. That's one side. Come to this point. And two, one important way to be free from obstacles to get there is don't quarrel anymore for any reason. If you all are quarreling, then you should try to resolve any issues. Try to honor everyone like Srila Rupa and Sanatana Goswami did. Try to make your chanting of the Lord's name like this. Oh, you will see that everything will change. Chant in a prophetic tone so that Krishna may hear your prayers. It should go into the ears of Krishna, otherwise he will neglect your chanting. There are so many things to say, but how can I express it all in one day? So then Gurudev had initiation ceremony right after that little introduction, and now he's continuing. Now in the same vein, where we want to go, and the importance of giving up disrespect and quarreling and things like that. Krishna Baladev and thousands upon thousands of cows, gopas, suckers, and cowherd boys entered Vrindavan. Ultimately, it is seen that Krishna is going out to cowherds, but his motive is much deeper than simply serving the cows. In one action of his, there are so many different purposes. He's very expert. When he entered the forest, he saw the beautiful trees and creepers. Oh, can I ask if anybody else wants to fold? Jamuna, you want to offer? They don't have to, but just if they feel like it. And then anybody can keep any brochures if you like for distributing. So when Krishna entered the forest, he saw beautiful trees and creepers surrounding him, full of fragrant flowers. From the trees, very sweet honey was flowing. From top to bottom, all the trees and creepers were full of flowers. There were so many trees full of mangoes and sweet fruits. When Krishna and Baladev came, all these trees bent over as if they were giving pranam. offerings, offering their pranam and offering their fruits and flowers. Krishna became very happy and said to Baladev, "Oh brother, see how beautiful this scenery is. In this way, the life of a tree is successful. Everyone should learn how to live in this world by following the example of the tree." See how the trees are so humble, always giving their life, their soul, and everything for others. The trees don't live for themselves. They live for who? They live for others. The trees give their seeds, fruits, branches, shade, wood, bark, juice, and everything for others. Krishna says, "I think they are offering everything to your lotus feet." Baladev is a Kanda Guru Tattva. So all gurus are manifestations of Balaram. So when the devotee, the disciple, acts like the trees in giving, he's offering himself to his guru in that way because that's guru's desire. Oh Baladev Prabhu, you are the controller of controllers. You are the god of gods. So I know that if a man wants to be happy, they should be like the trees. The trees offer everything to Baladev, their pranams, their fruit and flowers, and they're always giving themselves to others. Man's tolerance should be like that of the trees, sharing all the qualities of the tree. I've never seen two trees quarreling. So we see so many devotees quarreling. What are we? Are we more than animals, trees, and creepers? Krishna's asking, why are we not learning all these things from the trees? Don't disturb anyone. Trees can dry up without water, no harm. But they will never ask anyone, "Oh, please give me water. I am dry." No matter if they are cut or if by a storm they are stripped of all their fruits, still they give even more sweet fruit. Why shouldn't we give? This is a story that I always tell everywhere, and now you'll hear it from Gurudev. There was a king in India, a very famous and very strong personality. He was returning home from conquering the kingdom and being victorious with so many generals and his army. They became tired, and the king himself decided to take rest in a very big garden. While taking rest under a tree, some village boys came along and saw that on the top of that very tree were some sweet, ripened mangoes. They then began throwing stones up at the tree to get the fruit. One stone went directly into the eye of the king. So much blood came, blinding him in one eye. All the generals were very unhappy, so they caught the first boy and brought him to the king. They asked the king, "What shall we do with this boy, sir?" "What shall we do with this boy? Shall we cut him into pieces?" The king replied, "Why are they throwing stones at the tree?" The boys did this to get the fruit of the tree. and the tree gave the sweet fruit. So I must also give him very sweet fruit. The king then concluded that some part of his kingdom should be given to the boy. Always remember Krishna. Putana came to kill Krishna, but he still allowed her to come and offer her breast milk to him with a motherly move in Golok. So why should devotees quarrel amongst themselves if they're really devotees? There should be some difference between them and ordinary people. When I hear that devotees are quarreling and not getting along, I become very worried. Are you not able to change this? Where there is selflessness, there will be no quarreling. Don't quarrel. I don't want to hear any problems having to do with devotees quarreling over silly things. Krishna is displaying in his pastime that we need to be like trees. Always remember that if you are not tolerant like trees, you will never be happy and you will never get pure bhakti. Don't waste your time. My immediate request is for everyone not to quarrel. Then Gurudev starts joking, and he said, I don't want to hear that all the devotees in Mulindar are being afflicted by a quarreling demon named Mur. Mur, because they're in Mulindar. But then this demon was killed by Krishna. He killed a Mur demon. This is the place of that pastime, and Krishna has killed that quarreling demon. So from this moment on, you all will not quarrel with anyone. If anyone needs anything, then give them what they need, just like the trees. Don't worry if some villagers or ordinary people are quarreling for something out of their own self-interest. You are a devotee, initiated by a good devotee. So why are you all quarreling and not helping each other? This is a big problem everywhere. If this issue is not resolved, then ordinary devotees and people will think that all devotees are bogus, always quarreling with one another. Be tolerant. I know people in India, husbands, wives, they live together for 80 years and they never quarrel. Sometimes someone may throw a tantrum, but it does not cause a problem for anyone. You are devotees, so you need to safeguard your welfare for the future. So now we're in the future going to more future. Then Gurudev said, Krishna is called Achyuta because he never falls and he is eternal. Devotees of Krishna are also like him. Thus they are called Achyuta Gotra, which means in the lineage of Achyuta. I know so many devotees who don't come to class. They don't chant very much, and they hate others. Why? Being a devotee, they should not be hurt in this way, thinking that I am better than them. This false ego should not be there. But I think that this, we'll take a break, because I think no more devotees are coming, so I'll make the two announcements now. Number one, and they're both in relation to Vyasa Puja. Number one, Srila Vidyadevi is requesting that, especially from the 28th onward, and if you'd like, you can start tomorrow, to cling to a big Maha Kundicha Mandir Marjana cleaning on the entire temple. That includes all the shelves, all the windows, all the pillars in the temple, in the two courtyards, the ledges that are on the second and third floor, which would be a man's job, not a lady's job. Ladies can do pillars and things like that, stand on chairs to reach higher. But the really high, dangerous stuff are all for men. So that's, and the Tina Vijadevi would give the equipment for cleaning. And if she's not around, all you need is a bucket, water, and a cloth. So then the second announcement is in relation to Thakurji directly. And you can see how beautifully Janava Devi Dasi, Srimati Janava Devi Dasi, has dressed Thakurji. And she also made the clothes. So she made a special outfit for Gurudev's Vyasa Puja. So I am personally requesting that if anybody can kindly give donations for Indian style jewelry that we get in Lori Bazaar. If you go to Lori Bazaar, you see so much opulent jewelry, just like you see in the Indian pictures of Krishna, the Jabati prince. So we need about $500 for a couple of, especially for the Vyasa Puja, but then for any other outfits as well. Nityananda Chayavasi is coming up, and of course Gopinanda is coming up. But starting from Vyasa Puja, if anybody can give any donations towards that, and there's no limit, if we had $1,000, we could get the most beautiful several sets of Indian, and they come in sets, that the earring matches, the necklace matches, everything matches. So anybody, as much as you can give, you'll immediately see the results of your donation on Thakurji. So now I'll back to the program. Krishna took all the cows and carrot boys from one forest to another, playing with each other along the way, searching for something. Dan, Udan, Madhu Mangal, and so many others were there. I never heard Krishna, he keeps going back to it, he never lets up in his class. I never heard Krishna quarreling with thousands of lakhs of coward boys around him. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, it may seem like there is some quarreling going on, but this is all out of love and affection. Krishna himself tells his friends, I am defeated, and you have won. He allows others to win. Whereas we, in any disagreement, I have to win, otherwise my life is over. Lord Ramchandra was also like this. He used to behave in the same way with Lakshman and others, and he would become so happy when the other would win. In this life, we should try to be like this. The gopis were in their homes, and Krishna was in the forest, going from one forest to another. The gopis could not tolerate this preparation. If there is no attachment, there is no bhakti. And if anybody does have donations, you can give it to Janava over here, and she lives in the last room just before you go through the tunnel. If there is no attachment, there is no bhakti. You can only imagine how much attachment and affection the gopis have for Krishna. Krishna is gone somewhere playing his flute very beautifully. He is decorated with a banamala garland of forest flowers. From neck to feet, with so many colors, from various kinds of flowers, especially bali, chamele, juri, and so on. He is also decorated with tulsi leaves and manjari. There is so much honey in those manjaris of tulsi, so the bumblebees are humming upon them. Thus, all the coward boys are singing, dancing in glorification of Krishna. Hey Krishna to Nari Jai Ho. Krishna, you should be glorious. Your glory. The gopis give very expert descriptions of Krishna. Krishna is in the forest, but the gopis are all together in their homes. Groups of them are gathered together in different homes. Gurudev, don't you ever let up? He said none of these gopis are quarreling. The trees aren't quarreling. Krishna's not quarreling with his coward boys. The king isn't quarreling, and the gopis aren't quarreling. Well, what are they doing if they're not quarreling? Is there anything else to do besides quarrel? They're talking about Krishna. Krishna is always in their mind and heart. They are all talking about Krishna as if they are physically there with him and seeing him. They are seeing Krishna dancing, singing softly, and looking in a crooked way, attracting the whole world. The gopis are describing him as if he is right there in front of them, but he is in the forest. Balaram may see Krishna in a trance, but not like the gopis see him. They want to forget him, but they can't. In groups of like-minded gopis, they're all talking together. And there are four types of gopis. Swapaksha, Bipaksha, Tatastha, and Sahit. Gradually you will know all these things, and attachment will come. The gopis are hearing the very beautiful flute, and they are all thinking, he is calling me. They are hearing Krishna calling them with their flute from many miles away, vividly, with so much attachment. If you like, you can also hear him wherever you are. You can say, I want to hear the flute song of Krishna. Always follow in the footsteps of the gopis and be attached to Krishna like that. Krishna should always be in your heart. If you cannot see Krishna doing anything, then take shelter of a high-class devotee in the line of Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, and quickly you will realize what Krishna is doing. So that means Gurudev keeps saying, if you want no shelter, don't quarrel, just give like a tree. The gopis began to glorify Krishna and describe how beautiful and sweet he is. Even if we don't like to do that, even if the mind is saying, how boring, it's such a big job to talk about Krishna with other people. It's too artificial. Better just to say what's on my mind naturally, no matter what it is. Tomorrow, 5:30. You just missed something very, very important. So even if you don't like it, this is called Vaidhi Bhakti. Doing it because it must be done, and because Shastra said it must be done. And if we don't do it, then we lose our bhakti and we have to go to the Nark hellish region. So talking about Krishna and chanting about Krishna is just for a person who doesn't like to do it, but does it anyway, is just like a person who has jaundice and he doesn't like to eat sugar or sugar candy because it tastes bitter to him. But sugar candy is the only medicine for a jaundiced person, so he has to keep taking it. And the more he takes it, the more he realizes how sweet it is. And then when it's fully sweet, then he knows that he's healthy. So when the gopis began to glorify Krishna out of love and affection, their voices became choked and streams of tears were coming. And Gurudev's desire for us, he said, I want you to be like that too. If there really is love and affection for someone, then tears will come. I have seen in this world a father has love for his children, and also there is love between husband and wife. So, in this world, some semblance or shadow of love is there. If you want to have pure love and affection for Krishna, you must follow the special mood of the gopis. That is why Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, to give this special mood. We must serve the gopis and learn how to serve Krishna the way they do. They have given their heart and everything in a very humble mood, only to always remember and serve Krishna, nothing else. They were very, very humble. So then the gopis began to glorify Krishna. They started to glorify him, but then they couldn't glorify him because their throats got all choked up. Tadvamai tamarabdha smaranta krishna chaitasam nashakam smaravegena sakshipta namasamata. The cowgirls began to speak about Krishna. But when they remember his activities, O King, the power of Cupid disturbed their minds, and thus they could not speak. So what is the meaning of the word chaitasam? Describing Krishna's activities, how he walks, how he looks, how he behaves. When Krishna goes to herd the cows, if the cows are thirsty, then Krishna says to them, come on, come on, needy, needy. Needy means water. Oh, you are thirsty? Come on. This is Pavantarovara. This is Manasi Ganga. You should drink water. Now you are satisfied. Now, come on the bank. And drink. But don't give trouble to others.
Oh my God, not again.
All the cows know that if Krishna is playing on the flute calling him, O Kalindi, O Dhavali, O Kavali, then they would come. The cows also used to glorify Krishna, describing how sweet he is in their mooing language. And how he glances with his sidelong glances. The cows spoke to each other in this way, not about worldly things, but about Krishna. So, when we assemble together, we should have Krishna-related questions and answer them. We should do questions and answers. I might question, you might answer. You might question, I might answer. Try to follow this and tell the pastimes that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with Śrīla Rūpa Gosvāmī and Śrīla Rāghunāth Dāsa Gosvāmī. This is the process to be attached to Krishna. Iti vena yavana jam sarva bhūtana nāram śrutva brajastiya sarva vāna pavira dharam. O King, Sukadeva Goswami is telling King Pulkit, when the young ladies of Braj hear the sound of Krishna's flute, which captivates the mind of all living beings, they all embraced one another and began describing it. Aksham vritam palamidam naparam bidanam sakya pashunanu niveshayate vayasya vatram vijayashitaya anuvayana jistam yavana tikam anurakshakataksha moksham. The cowgirl said, O friends, those eyes that see the beautiful faces of the son of Maharaj Nanda are certainly fortunate. As these two sons enter the forest, surrounded by their friends, driving the cows before them, they hold their feet to their mouth and glance lovingly upon the residents of Vrindavan. For those who have eyes, we think there is no greater object of vision. I am describing this pastime, why? So that you all may realize the high class love that is their transcendental love. One gopi was talking to another. Oh, Saki, you have eyes. And you are sitting in your home, wasting your time? God has given you these eyes only to see Krishna, nothing else. And how lucky that we are to see beautiful Radha Gopinath. I don't know any other reason for which you have these eyes. When Krishna is with so many cowboys and so many cows, it is also said that Krishna and Baladev were there together when Krishna was playing on his flute. But there's a secret here in this verse. The gopis are calling out Ram, not in relation to Balaram, but in relation to Krishna. They didn't want to say the name Ram, only Krishna. So why did they say both names? Outwardly, they were saying both names only to hide their mood that Krishna is their beloved. They didn't want to disclose this to others. In India, if one's beauty is somewhat covered, then it is considered to be even more beautiful. In Western countries, we see beautiful ladies, but they wear clothing designs that consist of very few garments. They wear a little bit here, nothing there, and then they go out on the road quite naked. This is not the Indian system. The Indian system is that if beauty is somewhat covered with a veil, then it is even more beautiful. So much so that it may attract even Krishna. In Dwarka, when Krishna came, the queens would be outside, and even in the presence of their mother and father, they all would be peeking out through their veils and looking out with sidelong glances. So even though their beauty is covered, they are even more beautiful because they become so mysterious that they attract Krishna. If I say to you, "Oh, I love you," then everything will be lost. The gopis don't want to declare, "Oh, Krishna is my beloved and I am his beloved." Rather, in a hidden way, they are expressing this fact. Krishna and Balaram are going to cowherd, but there are more things that are taking place. If you can meditate on the painting of the Venugeet, then this is what's being described. Baladev is passing forward and going a little further distance ahead of him. Because Baladev is very rustic, he doesn't want to create any disturbance between the gopis and Krishna. Knowingly, he walks ahead of Krishna and the cow as not to bother him as he's playing on his flute and the gopis are looking towards him. Shishirada gopi maata ki jai. Shri Sachinandan Gaura Hari ki jai. Shri Giriraj Govardhana ki jai. Prasanthi, can you photograph the deities? They're so gorgeous. There is also something more. Prajesha Supayor. Here, Vyasadeva is such a great artist, and Sukadeva Goswami is even more so, that they have poetically described all this in such a hidden way so that all things are covered. Those who are very high-class devotees will understand all these things and they will be very happy. They will also not disclose these things to an unqualified person. I'm only telling you these things so you can follow and develop the love and affection of the gopis. This is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give. So we'll end here. Sundar Arati will be in a minute. Just again, if anybody wants to help make this temple very spotless, because just as there was a Viraha Mahotsav in the other temples, Navadvip, Govardhan, down the street, Kavita's temple, Krishna Balaram Mandir, Mathura, Rupa Sanatan. So there will be a very big Viraha Mahotsav here and simultaneous Vyas Puja ceremony. And lots of other monks will be invited. They're expecting a few hundred people. So if anybody would like to clean all the pillars and shelves and gateways and everything that you can see, please see Tanavidya Didi. If anybody would like to help purchase the most gorgeous Indian jewelry for Thakurji for Vyasa Puja, Vera Hamahosev, please see Janava Devi. Are there any questions or comments in the next 1 or 2 minutes?
Why were
Bhima and Arjuna quarreling? After the battle, since we were just talking about not quarreling. So whenever pure devotees do anything, it's always for the glorification of Krishna. Because they know, since they're pure devotees, that all the credit is due to Krishna. Similarly, they don't try to ask Krishna for anything material. But Draupadi was asking Krishna to protect her just to glorify Krishna so that he can be famous as the one who incarnated as all the cloth. So just so that Bhagavik could glorify Krishna as the only hero in the battle, they did that. Any other? Good question. So you're saying the tree doesn't protect when it's being cut down, it gives its fruit and flowers. So in her case, what would be the giving? Well, number one, she's bowing down to Krishna with her fruit and flowers of love, pranam to Baladev or Krishna, and then, but she's not giving her clothes. Or when she protested, then it didn't help. Then they kept getting the cloth off. But when she just took shelter of Krishna and didn't protest, like who the heck do you think you are, but just remembered Krishna and bowed down to Krishna in full surrender, then Krishna gave her full protection. Good point, thank you. Like dual. Yes, thank you.
And yesterday, I'm sorry, I was in a hurry. That's
all.
You mentioned that I know that I was under the influence of Yoga Maya, that part of the Lord Rama decided to steal him out of that idea. Now, Gurudev in the Morning World speaks about who is the one who makes that set of tower poets, and he mentions Mahamaya. Devotee said, oh no, it's Yoga Maya. Guru said, no, because if it was Yoga Maya, we couldn't have come.
Right. It was like a Maya Sita, wasn't it? Yeah, that's good. So the Yoga Maya manifested as Mahamaya, the illusory coward boy that Brahma would steal. Good. Good, thank you.
And the other question I was going to ask you was about the devotee in this morning world was mentioning how, oh, Rama Krishnadev must have been his Vishnu because he normally fed the four arms. So then we went back upstairs to Ashwini, was reading Krishna books to me, and Rama answered the question with Prabhupada. It's actually like the story of the Rasa Muni, where he's not that he's sinful. He's actually trying to glorify the body or the Lord. In this case, Lord Rama actually wants to show that Krishna is the original form. Because my question was, okay, how can Lord Rama go control Govinda Mani Purusham Samahani Bhagavani if he's Krishnadev or Sunaraya? If Krishnadev obviously is Govinda. So in this event, it's also showing, as we were reading, in self-times like that, and Prabhupada clarified that. That is to show that the Adi Purusha, Krishna, is the origin of all the other lives.
So you're saying that it appeared that his Ishtadev was Narayan, and that's why Krishna appeared to him after he stopped manifesting the cowboys. The cowboys turned into Vishnu, because that was his Ishtadev. But really, he did that just like Durvasa did what he did to glorify Maharaj Ambarish. So Brahma did what he did to glorify Krishna Govinda as the original source of all incarnation. Thank you. Louder? That Narayan
is coming from Krishna. Krishna is the supreme original personality of Godhead. And Narayan is an expansion. And he also wanted to show that Narayan wasn't a Maya from the church.
Good. So you're saying that in the Krishna book, Prabhupada writes that Brahma wanted to show that, unlike what people think, that Krishna is one of the incarnations of Narayan. Rather, Narayan is an incarnation of Krishna. And Narayan is not coming from the material energy. He's coming from directly from Krishna as an expansion. Good, thank you. So you're saying that in the Gopal Tapani Upanishad, Brahma is also quoted. Brahma Samhita is also quoted in the Gopal Tapani Upanishad. Thanks. That's one of the Upanishads that were able to become gopis. Some of the Upanishads, they did austerity because they, within the Upanishads, there's the glorification of the gopis. So they were thinking, well, why don't I do that too?
Gopremanandi Hari Hari Bol, Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Ki Jai. Shri Satchanandan Gaura Hari Ki Jai. Shri Giriraj Govardhana Ki Jai. Shri Jamuna Devi Ki Jai. Shri Imratala Ki Jai. We're so lucky to be surrounded by all these great personalities. And in the middle of Rasastali Ki Jai. Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai. Shri Gurudev Ki Jai. Shri Srinivasa Ki Jai.